Morning, Alex.
Good morning, Dave. No, I was just listening to the discussion about the use of child informers, presumably young teenagers. I mean, what if a young teenager had information would prevent the overbombing? Would that have been would the use of that information been a moral outrage? I wouldn't have thought so.
I don't think there's anybody questioning, Alex, that if someone had information, should they bring it to the police, right? Because pretty standard. If you've got information, bring it to the police.
Yeah.
And yes, that falls within the definition, I guess, if you want to interpret that as an informer. A hell of a difference, though.
Would to Gerry Kelly in the past. Well, it certainly would to him and his organisation 20 years ago. It would have. I mean, that's what they accused Mr. McConville of. You know, so for him to come on, and for someone to come on now and say, oh, as though we're all for protecting children, we don't want the use of informants, it's not right. It's just a cover. It's just a smokescreen to meant any smokescreen will do. Shouldn't seem to meant to cover their troubles they're having down south with sex offenders and alleged sex offenders and how they treated them.
Well, hold on a moment. Gerry Kelly has come on the programme today. Let's be fair to him, Alex. He came on the programme today and he said that they support the use of informers.
Yes, but not. Yes, but why not use any informant you can get? You're already saying we don't approve of this, we don't approve of that. We don't in Northern Ireland. None of us know what lives were saved by informants. We know what lives weren't saved. None of us know what lives were saved. And I just think when you hear somebody from Gerry Kelly's background talking about the morality of informers, it sits on easy.
Have a listen, for example, to Frank at Coal Island, Alex, because he disagrees with you. Tell him why, Frank. Yeah.
I just want to say for Stephen, the use of children as informers is a form of child abuse. A form of child abuse.
Even in exceptional circumstances. There's no suggestion that the police are going out every day and recruiting children. No suggestion whatsoever.
Stephen, there you see it. So don't go there with me.
Was the overbomb not a form of child abuse?
Sorry?
Was the overbomb not a child abuse? Were children not blown to bits in the womb? Children were killed during the trouble. So it's very simple. It's just child abuse. It's very simplistic.
There was no children given information. You're going to a different thing. The overbombing was a terrible thing to happen. Let's put it like that.
What if it could have been prevented by children given information?
No, there was no children.
What if it could have been prevented?
Let me say this to you. Children should not be informers, and I'm so annoyed with Gerry Kelly there this morning coming on and saying that the use of informers he supports. I today, Stephen, I'll be resigning. I'm a member of Sinn Féin no longer from today.
So if somebody in Sinn Féin,
Will you have a bit of manners there?
No, I ask you a question.
No longer a member of Sinn Féin, and I don't support informers.
Even if it saves lives, you don't support informers.
No,
even if it were to save lives in any circumstances.
You're going too far beyond it.
I'm not going too far beyond it at all. Hold on a minute, Frank. Stop. One second.
You look at the Irish news this week and the money that was paid out to informers.
£500,000 over 10 years.
Do you see informers are low life?
What if
£2 million, sorry, over 10 years.
Stephen, they're low life informers. And for Gerry Kelly to come on here today and say Sinn Féin supports informers, yeah. I'm so surprised.
£2 million over 5 years.
I will be supporting Sinn Féin as from today.
Can I ask a question here, Frank?
Yes.
If you knew then there's another bomb in plan for another time, another next time, and you knew about this bomb, and you knew these men were going to drive this bomb in on a certain day, you wouldn't tell the police, you wouldn't tell anybody, because that'd make you an informer.
Is that right?
Is that your moral position on the subject?
No bomb ever was set to kill men.
Is that your moral position?
If it was put into an army base or somewhere like that there, that's different. No bomb ever was set.
The Oma bomb killed.
No bomb ever was.
The Oma bomb killed.
Will you let me speak, will you?
Well, Frank, answer. Frank, hold on.
No
stop. Calm down, both of you. Calm down. Frank.
Yes, Stephen.
The question is a good question.
Yes.
If you knew of a bomb in the future.
Yes.
Would you pass the information on to the police?
No, definitely not. Because, Stephen, no members of the Provisional IRA ever planted a bomb to kill men, women and children.
Well, they planted bombs in city centres. Where do they think women
correct.
And children and men
but
go?
They give bomb warnings, Stephen. That's
all right.
Different. And now
Le Mans House, Frank?
Sorry?
Le Mans House? Was there a bomb warning given then?
Something now. Do you want to start getting into what the
Abercorn,
what they are?
Abercorn. Bloody Friday.
Into what are you seeing?
Bloody Friday. The Abercorn.
You have to think of Bloody Sunday.
Now, think of the numbers, Frank.
Most
of the Catholics killed were killed by the IRA. Think of the numbers.
You see more dead men,
Frank,
women, and children.
Back to the numbers.
Most of the Catholics were men, women, and children.
Most of the Catholics killed in the trouble were killed by the IRA.
No, you're
most
wrong
of the
there.
Children killed were no. killed by the IRA.
You're totally
most
wrong.
Of the people killed were killed by the IRA.
The numbers don't lie, Frank. Sorry?
The numbers don't lie.
All I'm saying is, you see, informers are low life, and there's no way, if I knew today there was a bomb being transported, say, to Belfast or somewhere like that, there's no way, and I would encourage no one to give information on that bomb.
You see, Frank...
Well, you use the term low life, Frank.
Frank, can I... Hold on, Alex. Frank.
Yes, they're low life.
Frank, I need
to... I'm so disappointed
Frank, listen to me. Frank,
so
listen...
So disappointed in them.
Frank, listen to me.
Go on ahead.
Now, listen to me. So listening to this programme today...
Yes.
...will be quite a few people who have had their families affected because of violence in this country in the past, on
yes.
both sides of the community.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And there will be people without fathers,
yes.
without mothers,
yes.
without siblings,
yes.
because of bombs and bullets in this country.
Correct.
Let me finish. And it is surely deeply insulting to those people that they listen to someone like you saying that if...
Go ahead.
If those people...
Hello?
If those people are listening to this now...
Yes.
...and they think to themselves that they could have had their loved ones around them...
Yes.
...and you're telling people not to try to stop that violence...
Correct. And Stephen, can I answer you back? 31 years ago this Thursday, my youngest brother, Colin, was 23 years old, along with his friend Brian Campbell... were murdered by the SAS on the 4th of December 1983 at Clonoe. Murdered by the SAS, and that was due to police informers. So don't
what
go there
doing,
with
Frank?
Me.
What were the circumstances of it?
Even. No.
What
and
were
I
the circumstances?
Don't... Sorry?
What were the circumstances of that? What was your brother doing at the time?
Let's put it like this.
What was he doing at the time?
My younger brother, he was a member of the Provisional IRA.
What was he doing at the time?
He was unarmed.
What was he doing at the time?
He was unarmed. He was going into the field.
What to do?
Look, see, I don't know what he was going to do.
Was he going in to plough the field?
Let's put it
like that. Was he going in to make hay?
Is it right to shoot an unarmed young man, is it?
This country is full of people that lost brothers. This people have lost friends.
That's why, Stephen, he's talking about the use of informers. The use of informers is lowly.
Okay. Here's the number today, 08459-555-678. Very interesting discussion there. It's gone from using children as informers to using informers at all.